to the bottom line of the matter is that the government is very repressive in its approach on demonstrations and peaceful strikes. It is only now it has opted to manipulate the judiciary. You would recognize that currently, as we speak, there is a judicial crisis in our country. All the courts are not working because of the strike by the lawyers. You see, the judiciary is then now being used by the government to repress and suppress any dissenting voice that is coming from the masses. Today, we'll be starting a night vigil. We'll be in a night vigil the whole night until tomorrow. And tomorrow, we'll continue with submitting petitions. Whether the government will take that as a continuation of the protest action, we don't know. One of the issues that we were striking for, it is the continuous paralysis of the judicial system. The second issue was then the revocation of a circular that was awarding hefty salaries to politicians. And another issue is dealing with a lack of medical supplies and equipment in health institutions. The other issue was the revocation or perhaps abrogation of the employment of labor through labor brokers. With the bottom line issue, a demand for genuine democratic reforms in Swaziland.